Continuing on with our locker room chats tonight, still talking Perry LeCompton hoops, and pleased to be joined now by the boys' head coach. That is Matt Simmons. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Cause sitting at 5-1 on the year. Couple of games to talk about this week, Coach. You played Monday night. Let's start there at home against McLouth. Big win, 70-44. Take us back to Monday night. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, well, you know, coming off a quick turnaround playing the Friday before, against a tough Oskie team, going into McLouth, we just didn't have a lot of time to talk about them or practice. And I was still pleased with our effort. You know, they've got a big kid who, on film, I saw gave a couple teams some fits. And then they have a guard who really kind of gave us some problems in the first half. And, you know, we were up double digits at halftime, but you know, our halftime, we just didn't feel like we were playing our best. So we really challenged ourselves, and the kids even said it. They were just frustrated with their play. There wasn't, you know, sometimes you go in the locker room and there's a lot of energy, and then sometimes you go in there and you could tell like nobody's really happy. And so we just kind of all together challenged ourselves to be better, and then we played really well in the second half and had some kids step up and defended a lot better and rebound a lot better and you know, kind of corrected some issues and walked away with a good win at home.
Yeah, and then you turned right around. You talk about the Friday-Monday turnaround. How about Friday, Monday, then Tuesday? So another game Tuesday night, league play at Holton. Just a great game across the board, 72-65, a record-breaking night. We'll talk about that in a moment, but big 7-point win on the road in Big East League play at Holton on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you know, we were going to talk about it, but yeah, Monday, Tuesday, back to back. You know, when we added the three games to the schedule, we knew that this was a possibility, and you kind of got to fit them in where you can. So I, you know, you don't want to complain because we're playing more games, which I'm a big fan of, and the kids get to have nights like Colby did, and you know, but as a coach, you know, you do want some preparation. you know, so you walk into a rivalry game on their home floor with really no practice time, and you just really got to worry about yourself and playing well, and that's what we did. And they played unbelievable too. Holton played an amazing game. You know, their record doesn't show it, but people, context matters. I mean, their schedule's been just brutal.
Right.
They, you know, they're three ranked teams and an Abilene team who's really good. And so we walked in with complete respect of our opponent, and you know, the rivalry is going to bring the best out of people. And you know, DeDonder and Fox played unbelievable, and it was, you know, I think a 5-point game with a few minutes to go, and we hit some big shots and made some big plays, and walked away with a huge win. And you know, we'll talk about Colby. I mean, 8 made threes. You know, I think you just get so used to him making shots that you kind of lose track. They told me after the game he had 8, and I did not expect that. I thought it was maybe 5 or something like that, but we hit 13 as a team, which is, you know, obviously, with the way they were playing, we needed it. So kids stepped up and hit big shots, and we made the right pass. And, you know, Easton Graves was phenomenal at the point guard and had, you know, another double-digit night of assists. And, you know, Houston Haberger had another 22. He's been averaging 20 over the last week and a half. And kids stepping up, and, you know, I think, you know, sometimes I forget that none of them have played varsity before. I mean, and literally Dayton Tucker's about the only kid who got on the floor at all last year, and it was in spurts. So we're learning, and to win while you're learning has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, you touched up on it. Colby Krein, 28 points, a school record, 8 made threes in that game. You mentioned 13 as a team. You mentioned Houston, 22 on the night. Easton doing a great job at the point guard position, distributing the basketball. But again, shout out Colby Krein, 28 points, a school record, 8 threes in that win at Holton on Tuesday night. Well, a little bit of breathing room here. You're back to it on Friday. You go to Riley County to close out the 25 portion of the schedule. Challenges with this Riley County team coming your way on Friday?
Well, they're big across the board. You know, they're all above 6 feet tall. They really make you guard the post to play inside out. And, you know, dove in a little bit this morning and talked to some people, and, you know, the Weber kids shooting lights out right now. And, you know, it's just league games. You just never know. And being on the road, and it's our furthest road game. It's, you know, coming from Western Kansas, so, you know, 2-hour road trip's not that far, but, you know, to us, it's a far road game. And so we've, you know, and it's the day before break, so we've got all the excuses in the world to go down there and not play well. And we're going to do everything we can to correct that. And really excited to have 2 days of practice. We've played well, but we just have so much to fix. And I'm really excited to see what we can get done in these next 2 days to go down there and play a game that could really go either way. So we're going to have to play well to win. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to find the Weber kid at all times and then respect all their other players. And Got to play well and have a really cool opportunity to go 6-1 going into the break.
Playing some good basketball, no doubt about it. We'll get you out of here on this, a Christmas holiday-themed question here. So I'll ask you this. Is there a specific food item, dish, snack maybe that's a staple in your household every single year? For example, every Christmas morning, my mom's making this like egg, sausage kind of casserole thing. I mean, it's going back to when I was ye big, like it lasts 30 plus years. It's the same thing every single Christmas morning. Do you have like a tradition like that, a food, a snack, something that's always on the table, you know, during your family holiday time?
Well, you know, my wife and I are from the same town in Great Bend out west, and we usually wake up at my mother-in-law's house, and she always got just a huge breakfast spread, which has been really cool, man, and really nice. And if this year's a little different, we're gonna wake up and let the kids come running down the stairs at our own house, you know, and see Santa come and all that. So we may be able to make our own little change this year, but, you know, we'll make it special for the kids and, probably have some cinnamon rolls and things like that. And, yeah, it's really excited to open up Christmas at our house and then get out and see family. But, shout out to the mother-in-law for the breakfast spread every Christmas morning.
Love it. Very good stuff. That's Matt Simmons, Perry Lee Compton boys basketball coach. Again, Cause playing some really good ball at 5-1. Couple of big wins already this week. They go to Raleigh County on Friday night to close out the 25 portion of the schedule. Coach, appreciate it very much, man. Enjoy the couple of weeks after the game on Friday. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thanks for all your coverage, Brandon. We appreciate it.